This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, last week on Cross Hope, we ended the program and the message with a story about an earthquake in Armenia. Just coincidentally, in the very next message, we began with a story of an earthquake from Southern California. I'm not obsessing over earthquakes. It's just a coincidence that we tell two earthquake stories back to back. This is a message about Jesus being unshakable. We live in a very shakable world. Everything about our world is shakable. Your job is shakable. Your health is shakable. So is mine. Your family life can be shakable. Security in the country in terms of economics can be very shakable. But there is one thing that's not shakable. That's the kingdom that we're a part of, because you see, Jesus himself is unshakable. Let's continue this series with a message from Hebrews 12 about an unshakable kingdom. Jesus is unshakable. Some of you will not remember this story until I get into it, or the details will come back to you as this story unfolds. The date is October 17, 1989. John Piper is a minister from Minneapolis, Minnesota, who is at a conference in Colorado Springs, a minister's conference. It's around supper time in Colorado time, and he writes this: "I was eating supper with a group of ministers in Colorado Springs on this Tuesday evening, October 7, 1989, and the word came to us that there had been a major earthquake in San Francisco, and that part of the Bay Bridge was down, and that's all we knew. Believe it or not," he said, "we didn't have any television or radio. One of the men at my table said, 'If the Bay Bridge is down, this is really serious. If the Bay Bridge is down, this is really serious. Let's pray.' So in the middle of the meal, we bowed and asked the Lord's mercy to be shown to the people of the Bay Area. What had happened is what's now referred to as the Loma Prieta earthquake, or the quake of 89, or the World Series quake, a major earthquake that struck the San Francisco Bay Area of California on October 17th at 5:04 local time. Caused by a slip along the San Andreas Fault, the quake lasted about 15 seconds and measured 6.9 on the magnitude scale. The quake killed 63 people throughout Northern California, injured over 3,700 people, and left some 8,000 people to 12,000 people homeless. The earthquake occurred during the warm-up of the third game of the 1989 World Series, featuring both of the Bay Area's Major League Baseball teams, the Oakland Athletics and the San Francisco Giants. This was the first major earthquake in America to be broadcast on television." Why am I talking about earthquakes? Why am I talking about something like that? For this reason. The passage of scripture we study today talks about how that you and I, as Christians, are a part of what's called an unshakable kingdom. If the history of the world in the last 2 years has taught us anything, is that everything is shakable. The economy is shakable. Job security is shakable. People's retirement funds are shakable. Medical situations are shakable. There's nothing in this life, including the earth itself, that you can point to and say, "That's solid. I can depend on it. It's a sure thing." Nothing. Nothing in this world is unshakable. But one thing is, according to the passage of scripture we study today, that you and I are a part of an unshakable kingdom. Jesus Christ himself is unshakable. Hebrews 12, beginning at verse 28, that says this: "Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful, and so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. For our God is a consuming fire." One of the most frightening verses in all of the Bible, what I just read. Our God is a consuming fire.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information, or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.